Eva Gomez, EVAGOMEZ, 1550, 1550, 75-year-old woman, originally from Houston, widowed for 5 years, has one child, numerous family members that are present to see about her his conditions, sisters and brothers. Patient has an end-stage history of colon cancer, status post radiation, chemo. Everything was put on hold most recently 2 weeks ago when she was diagnosed with EVT and pulmonary embolus and almost passed away, period. In the paragraph, her nephew tells me that they have decided on no further chemo radiation and for hospice to take over, period. In the paragraph, she was told she has stage 4 colon cancer with distant metastasis. Period. She's ADL dependent. She's wheelchair bound. She has a history of atonic bladder. She has a Foley catheter in place. Period. She used to weigh 135 to 140. Recently, she weighed 95 pounds. Vaccination up to date. Allergy, penicillin, surgery, colon cancer surgery 4 years ago. History of SBO. Some sort of kidney surgery with stent in place. Foley catheter in place. Recent hospitalization because of DVT and PE. Family history. All kinds of cancer in the family. But nobody can remember exactly what sort of cancer, period. Knee paragraph. Blood pressure is 120 over 60. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18. Patient does have a Foley catheter in place. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, two bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, severe muscle wasting, noted lower extremity, neurological non-focal. Home medication, Norvasc, 5 milligram a day, Eliquis, 5 milligram BID, iron tablets, 325 once a day. MIBRITIQ, 50 milligram once a day. Oxybutin, 5 milligrams. This is Zoloft, 5 milligram a day. Sorry, Zoloft is 50 milligram a day. Here we have assessment, 75-year-old woman with history of colon cancer, stage 4 per family with distant metastasis. Everything was discontinued as far as radiation and chemotherapy because patient came down with DVT and pulmonary embolus and almost died. Patient and the family have decided against any further chemo radiation therapy, period. In the paragraph, hospice was asked to evaluate the patient at this time, period. She has a left-sided DVT and a pulmonary embolus, period. In the paragraph, oxygen level is stable at 92%, 94% on room air, period. Blood pressure stable at 130 over 92, period. Status was colon radiation and chemotherapy, period. Patient has the ADL dependent, severe weakness, bowel and bladder incontinent, wheelchair bound. She has no neurological deficit, is able to move all four extremities, period. She also has atonic bladder, which she has a Foley catheter in place. Overall prognosis is poor. Patient expected to do poorly, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.